have you back with us again this week. We had a lot of fun with our debut show last Tuesday night. And we've got another exciting one lined up for this evening, so it's great to have you aboard. Callers are always encouraged here on Cashback Radio. Just a reminder, you can reach us at 646-721-9033. And with that, I want to officially bring in tonight's special guest. He's a Savion VIP who comes to us from the Lone Star State of Texas. Over 15 years of network marketing experience, Mr. Melvin Farrell joins us now here on Cashback Radio. How are you doing today, Melvin? Thanks for coming on the show.
I'm doing great, Brad, and thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. It is a pleasure to have you on the program tonight. I know you and I have talked a lot off the air about some of your passions with business and Savion and different things you enjoy on a daily, any given day. So it's great to chat with you tonight. I want to begin by talking about your roots, specifically, actually, and growing up in Texas. I know several people in Savion have ties to the state. You grew up in the countryside area. So if you could talk a little bit about your backstory, Melvin, and your early life and growing up.
Well, yeah. Once again, I'm honored to be on your show tonight, Brad. I think a lot of your guests will realize by the time this is over that I'm just a country boy. I'm from Roanoke, Texas, which is just north of Fort Worth, just west of Dallas, and born and raised there. Lived on a small ranch, and we had cows and chickens and motorcycles and fishing poles and BB guns, and we just had Ozzie and Harriet upbringing, and went to Northwest High School, and just had a normal childhood, and ended up following in my dad's footsteps as being a machinist and an A&P mechanic, and so basically that takes me up to I'm 18 years old, so that's kind of my start in Texas.
And you touched on, Melvin, riding motorcycles, and I understand you actually rode motorcycles professionally during the 1970s. What can you talk to us and tell us about that experience?
Well, some of us on the show with us today realize that I have some artificial joints. I got my first dirt bike when I was 10 years old, and it's something that I fell in love with, and I started riding flat track over in Colleyville, Texas, back in the early 70s, and made my way up to amateur AMA, and actually had my final incident at about 130 miles an hour in Waco, Texas one time.
And, wow.
I've got the scars to prove it, so... But, some of, I think in life we get what we put into it. And some of my best memories have been living life on the edge. My nickname for many years was Wild Man because they said the only thing I knew was throttle or brake. So got some great life experiences. Some of my best memories have happened on two wheels.
No doubt, and I think it's so cool when someone is able to find a passion and a certain outlet that they can go to, not necessarily for maybe business concerns, but just something that truly makes you happy and something that's always there that you can carry with you throughout your life. And I think motorcycles definitely was a big part of your life, like you've mentioned there just before. And I know also you touched on being a mechanic for airplanes. How did the whole excitement and passion come about for being a mechanic and just really having a passion for airplanes in general? How did that start? Was it something that was in your family? And how did you come to really enjoy it?
Well, of course, I've always been fascinated by airplanes and aircraft. And when I was 14 years old, I decided that I was going to learn to fly, and my mother would have no part of it. So I literally worked at a grocery store. I've been an entrepreneur all my life, I guess, and I've always found a way to get the things that I want. And so at the age of 14, I started saving up my money, and every Saturday I would ride my bicycle 6 miles to the airport and take a flying lesson and then get on my bicycle and ride back home. And my mother actually found out I was flying when I landed in the field beside our house after I was soloing one time. So I hope there's nobody from the FAA online, but flying is one of my true passions in life. Focus is such a key to what we do in this industry, and focus is such a key to aviation. Final approach, I don't know if how many people are pilots or have ever been involved in a final approach on a landing, but final approach is one of the few times in life when your mind is totally clear and you're focused on what's at hand. You don't have any clutter in your mind. I like to equate that to the network marketing industry also. If you can focus on what we're doing here as an industry, it's amazing what can happen. But, yeah, aviation has been a big part of my life. I've been flying since I was 14 years old, and I'll fly till they won't let me fly anymore, I'm sure.
Love it. No, I definitely love it. And I want to actually go back to a second to the final approach that you were just talking about there before, Melvin, and how it's just so much of – it's so psychological, right? It's so much of it has to do with your mind and being focused, like you mentioned, and just really concentrating on certain things and having the ability to block out the distractions and everything else. It's always something that people are always trying to perfect, right? It's a lifelong venture to try and really stay as focused in as you possibly can be. It's not something that I think anyone has really ever perfected, but they continue to work at it. The final approach and where you're at right now, how long would you say it took you to get to where you're at, the current level of being focused in general with airplanes, and then with also how that correlated or translated over to business as well?
Well, you know, being focused with airplanes, like I say, anything that we do in life that we have a passion for, it tends to make it, of course, more enjoyable and easier to focus on. Of course, airplanes, when you're on final approach, you had better be focused because your life is at stake. You know, there's, of course, landing is, you know, one of the most critical aspects of flying. So when you're on final approach, you know, you're focused on lined up with the center of the runway, the attitude of the airplane, the altitude of the airplane, your airspeed. And if some of y'all are familiar with antique aircraft, I'm an antique aircraft enthusiast. And my last airplane was a 1939 Piper J3 Cub. So when you're on final approach, you had better be focused on what you're doing because your life is in your hands. But as a human being, that being able to focus, to have a laser focus like that, if we can do that in other aspects of our life, I know for me especially, if I can focus on one thing, it's amazing how much faster you can get results and how much better the results are if you just focus. Instead of today in society, we're so busy, we have so many interruptions in life, that if we can just focus, and one of the things that you know, Kevin Marino has been teaching us is to do a 30-day or a 60-day or a 90-day blitz, and if we could just focus on that, it's amazing the results that you get, and it's very rewarding when you can see that you've actually sat down and focused on something, made a goal, and achieved that goal. It's very rewarding.
We're talking to Savion VIP Melvin Farrell here on Cashback Radio. Soon to be one star, I understand, though, very soon. So, Melvin, I know you're on the rise with Savion, and I know you have people excited about what's going on in Texas with the folks down there, people like yourself. Let's talk about Savion, though, now. And I know you joined at the end of January. You've been continuing to grow. Keep on getting bigger and learning more as well as everyone else is, I think. Tell us your experience so far, Melvin, with Savion, what it's been like for you. I mentioned you joined at the end of January, so you've been on now for a couple months. What's the experience been like for you personally? Is it what you anticipated?
Well, actually, I think it's better than what I anticipated, Brad. It's been very rewarding. As you mentioned early in the show, I've been in network marketing for about 15 years, and I've been very successful, some would say. I've been in the top 100 income earners of a couple of different multi-level marketing companies, and what amazed me with Savion is the simplicity of the plan and the fact that it's a win-win for everybody. I mean, if I could show my friends and family how they can save $20, $30, $40, $50, $60 a week on something that they're doing every day, wouldn't you share it with them anyway? And Savion rewards us for sharing it. So, yeah, I would say that I have been very pleased with the Savion opportunity and, the actual company itself, as we're learning more and more about John and Steve and Kevin. We're just very impressed with the company and very glad to be here. And then I've got some great teammates, Lainey Adams and Ashley and Hannah and Karen and Jana. I can just go on and on and on. But, folks, this is about building a team of like-minded people. It's a very simple opportunity. And then the fact that we're in at the very beginning, Brad, in real estate, people say it's location, location, location. In network marketing, this first 18 to 24 months is going to fly by before we know it, and it's going to change people's lives. So I would just like to encourage everybody to try to focus on this. Sit down and write some goals. And I know people say, well, I don't know how to do that. I've never, write it on paper. And you can rearrange and throw that away and start over but you have to start somewhere and write down some goals on paper. If you don't have written goals, it's like going to the Target. Here in Texas, we're very proud of our Second Amendment that we go to Target practice. Well, if you didn't have a target out there, you wouldn't know whether you were hitting the target or not. That's the way it is with goals. If you're going to be successful in network marketing, you need to have some written goals. You need to focus on what you're doing for a 30-day or a 60-day or 90-day blast or more, and you'll see some incredible results. And with this company, the simplicity of the business model and the fact that it's a win-win-win situation, we're just very excited to be with Savion, and I'm very blessed to have the team that that we have to work with, Brad.
I want to talk more about writing down things, like you were just mentioning there before, Melvin, the power of that, because it is very powerful in the sense if you write something down, you have a goal, something you like to achieve, whether it be a short-term or a long-term goal. It's very powerful in a sense to write it down versus just keeping it in your mind, in your thoughts. To actually write it down and to take a pen or a pencil to paper, it's powerful and it's big. And to me, it really increases your chances that much more so of actually going about to try and achieve it, to actually do it. If we could just kind of build off of what we were talking about before of that, I'm curious to get your take as far as what some of your experiences have been. You touched on it a little bit before, but experiences in business, network marketing, and also with your experience with planes as well. Just writing goals down and try and when you have an idea to put it down on paper and to really see it out in general, because I think a lot of people don't really see it out. They have an idea and they think it could be great, but a lot of times it doesn't really come to fruition because maybe they don't write it down and they don't think it out. What is your take and experience on that?
Well, I'll have to admit that I wasn't a goal setter for the first 48 years of my life. You know, I had worked for somebody else for most of my life, punched the time clock, and in that world, you don't really have written gold because, you know, that's not the way the world works. But when I was 48 years old, I ended up getting involved in a company, and I called a very successful individual that I know that worth, you know, several hundred million dollars. And I shared the information with him, and the next morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, he called me and said, "Hey, I'm signing up." And he said, "Matter of fact, I'm sitting here working on my goals now." He said, "Have you started working on your goals yet?" And I had to admit that I hadn't. And he explained it that, you know, the deal about the target, that he said, "Well, how do you know if you're accomplishing your, you know, anything, or how do you know if you're going to get where you want to go if you don't have a goal, if you don't know what you're shooting at?" So Dave and I started working on goal setting. And it can be goal setting in several areas of your life, you know, relationships or spiritually or financially or in business. And seriously, it's a life changer. I think anybody that has been successful in network marketing will tell you, if you don't have some goals and a roadmap to where you're going, you might eventually get there, but you're going to make a lot of wrong turns along the way, and you could eliminate that simply by sitting down, writing some simple goals. It doesn't have to be nothing fancy, you know, and you don't have to, it doesn't have to look perfect, and it doesn't have to look like Sue's looks over there. But if it works for you, but you need to have, and another thing is a to-do list. If you're in network marketing, you're kind of your own boss. And if you notice, when you have a job, they always have a task assigned to you to do. If you're in network marketing, you need to be your own boss. You kind of need to have some tasks for you to assign for yourself to do for the day. So when you wake up in the morning and you're making that cup of coffee, you need to be going over what you need to get accomplished for today. And some of them might be reviewing your goals or adjusting your goals. You know, the goals change as we go through life. So there's several statistics out about the advantage that people that have written goals. I used to work with a guy in network marketing. He had the little post-it notes, little yellow post-it notes, mm-hmm. all along his sun visor, on the dash, on his truck, everywhere with these little yellow post-it notes. And they were goals and stuff that he wanted and when he wanted to achieve them. I just can't stress enough the importance of having some written goals, a vision board, because if you don't know where you're going, or don't know how you're going to get there, it's a lot harder to do.
So true, right? Once again, we're talking with Savion VIP Melvin Farrell here on Cashback Radio. We're going to step aside for a break. We'll come back on the other side. Melvin and I will continue our discussion talking about Savion, also team building as well, and the importance of being there for your team. We'll dive into that one as well after the break. This is Cashback Radio.
Discover a new career, clarify a new lifestyle, or align a new life direction. Mental Minute Success Coaching will empower you with the skills and strategies to attain the success that you deserve. Whether you need financial stability, want to be your own boss, or desire increased sports and musical performance, Mental Minute Success Coaching is your key to a mindset built on trust and dedication. When life's pressures and transitions are limiting your mental ability to achieve your goals, our success coaching process will assist clients to follow through to receive the desired results. Mental Minutes provides individuals, groups, or businesses with success training for employees and entrepreneurs. A certified success coach will support, motivate, and inspire clients to reach their desired goals and increase performance. Living life in the 21st century can be challenging, but with the positive success coaching approach of Mental Minutes, you will be able to live your life making every minute count. Go to mentalminutes.com today and start living the life you've always dreamed.
Welcome back. Brad Daly's with you here on Cashback Radio, talking with Savion VIP Melvin Farrell, calling in tonight from his home state of Texas. Before the break, we were talking about everything Savion related, also about Melvin's roots growing up in the countryside area down in Texas, and a whole bunch of other things as well. Don't forget, if you want to call in, you can reach us at 646-721-9033. And Melvin, I wanted to talk about actually now, we mentioned earlier on during tonight's interview that you've been involved with network marketing for about 15 years now. I'm curious to get your take actually. What's maybe the biggest thing that's changed over that period of time when you first entered network marketing to where it is now in the year 2016? If you can boil it down to something that's really changed the most, what would it be? What would you put your finger on?
Well, Brad, I think in the last 15 or 20 years, network marketing has kind of come of age. You know, with the uncertainty in the global economy and the U.S. economy today, network marketing is a viable alternative to millions and millions of Americans, not necessarily to make an extra $10,000 or $20,000 a month, but to make an extra $500 a month or an extra $900 a month. So, you know, I think network marketing has lost some of the stigma that it had back in its earlier days of being a pyramid scheme. I think most people realize that network marketing is one of the largest industries in the country. And, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. So, that and the fact that there's so many people, you know, the middle class has been squeezed in this country for the last 20 years and really haven't had an effective pay increase. So network marketing is a tool or a vehicle that a lot of people, you know, can see to improve their financial situation, either short term or long term. And then my perspective was the first company that I ever became involved with network marketing. I was considered quite successful, but it took me 9 months to achieve $900 of residual income. I'd made some decent bonus money along the way, but residual. And you know, most people, Brad, don't understand the power of residual income. But it's such a great lifestyle when you don't have to worry about where you've got to be tomorrow. You can be anywhere you want to be, and you still get paid every night at midnight. So the power of residual income with the economy, and then the fact that with Savion, you can build a substantial residual income with just a handful of customers. I mean, simply 12 customers can create $600 a month of residual income. That's very powerful and very doable for everybody on this program tonight.
I want to segue into actually talking about building a team and the importance of being a team player and how important that is. I know you stressed this when the two of us were talking off the air. You have to really be there for your team. Expand on that. What does it mean to you to be a team player?
Well, just be available for your team. You know, I'm available. I tell people don't call me after about 11 o'clock at night unless we're signing somebody up or before 6 o'clock in the morning. But just trying to be there and encourage them. You know, network marketing can be a very frustrating business at times, too. So, but it can also be very rewarding when you see somebody that, you know, you can't really motivate somebody, but you can inspire people. So it's very rewarding when you see somebody that you've coached and helped along the way, and watch them build a team and watch them step up and become the leader that, you know, that you know that they are, but they've never experienced it. So they, you know, lack that confidence in themselves. So, you know, the aspect of watching somebody develop personally and grow personally and become a leader and start enjoying some of the rewards of residual income is one of the most rewarding things that I, you know, in my prior working life as an A&P mechanic, you know, we, you know, overhauled engines and we got a paycheck every Friday, but it wasn't very rewarding. But network marketing can be very rewarding. And but team building, you know, just being a team and being there for your team, working with your team any way that you can, staying. And, you know, nowadays with social media and Facebook and Twitter and everything, it's so easy to stay in touch with them. But, the team atmosphere. We've got a great team here in the North Texas area, and you know, just the team atmosphere. It's a very rewarding thing when you have a successful team and you got the excitement and everybody's excited and the team's growing. You know, you just sit around and smile a lot. You know what I mean?
I do. No, I definitely do. And we're actually coming up towards the end of the show here already on Cashback Radio. I want to kind of finish this interview talking about this, actually. You told me recently, Melvin, that basically, I actually wrote this down. I summed this up as saying, you basically told me, if you can do it, if I can do it, essentially, anybody can do it. And I think that's phenomenal, and that's a great quote to go by. Talk about that, because I know you mentioned this to me before, and you said, Brad, if I can do this, anybody can do it. As we close with that, just talk to us about that and what you mean by it.
Well, I had a guy that I was looking at changing careers and leaving the aircraft industry and going into a different career. And I had been offered a job in the ready-mixed concrete business. And the guy asked me if I thought I could do it. And I said, well, you know, I don't know. I've never done it before. I'm not so sure I could. And he told me, Butch told me, said, you know, if I or someone else you knew told you that you couldn't do something, you'd go do it to prove them wrong. And I think a lot of people, it's okay if we let ourselves tell ourselves no, or if we let ourselves talk ourselves out of something, that we let ourselves tell us things that we wouldn't let somebody else tell us. If somebody told me that I couldn't do network marketing, well, they would, you know, I would like, what are you talking about? Don't tell me I can't do something. I think so many people in network marketing talk themselves out of doing it by saying they're not good enough, or I can't do this, or I'm not a salesman, or I'm not this and that. Don't talk yourself out of it. Talk yourself into it. Anything you can talk yourself out of, you can talk yourself into, right?
I love it. Good stuff. Savion VIP, Melvin Farrell. Hey, Melvin, thanks so much for coming on the show tonight. Really appreciate your time. All the best to you and your team down in Texas.
Thanks, Brad, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show, and we love listening to you. We'll be tuning in our team next week.
Awesome. Let's do it again sometime soon.
Thanks, Brad.
That's going to do it for tonight's show here on Cashback Radio. Tune in again next week on Tuesday, April the 5th, as we'll be back again with another guest. Until next time, keep living the dream. I'm Brad Dalius. I'll talk to you next week.